Here at Commodity Classic, I'm speaking with Harlan Little, and we're talking about Leica Geosystems. First of all, Harlan, tell us what you do for Leica.
Well, I'm the North American Business Manager for Leica, so I kind of have the full responsibility of working with our sales team, our service support team, our dealer network to forward the business and make sure we've got some mojo product coming out into the North American marketplace.
Well, I understand you're recently come to Leica, so congratulations on that, and we look forward to working with you. There's an announcement that's just come out, new product announcement this week from Leica, and I'd like to talk about that. This is regarding the Mojo 3D. So I'm going to let you, first of all, just explain what we've got that's new from Leica.
Sure, yeah, it's a hot off the presses type thing here. Just released out this morning to the media and out into the marketplace is the Mojo 3D. It's our color touchscreen guidance system that's able to do either just manual guidance, so use it in as a light bar type approach in a very nice 3D format, so you can pick even models if you've got a trailing a planter or something behind you. It actually is going to show that kind of guidance of where the implement actually is trailing behind you. And then that can get hooked right onto an existing Mojo console, if you've got one, to actually do automated steering then. So it's either a manual situation, or you can use the screen to actually hook up and actually do an auto steering approach also.
Well, when you talk about the touch display, et cetera, it sounds to me like that might be a little more user-friendly then for the operator with that display?
Absolutely. What we've got in mind is not only an ease-of-use situation, but ultimately a flexibility. So it's a very intuitive. Touch the icon on the screen, and you really just walk your way through what you need to do to guide yourself across the field.
Now, what... explain the system, what all comes with the Mojo 3D.
Well, the Mojo 3D package really is the touchscreen, the 7-inch display. You get an antenna. It actually comes with what we call Mojo Glide, so it's really the sub-meter approach, so you'd be able to do a pass-to-pass accuracy of someplace less than 10 inches. And then you've got a modem antenna also that sticks on the windshield for virtual wrench, because we do have the ability to connect up to a service individual that can then work you through situations if you need some help over the phone. So that communication link is also available through the system.
And so the unit will also, as I understand it, do coverage mapping?
Right, yeah, we're recording, where you were, some limited things with a PDF output, so you can just go ahead and print that on your home computer, no fancy software needed.
And in terms of flexibility, how would you describe that for different types of maybe equipment they want to be using this in, or how they might want to set it up? Pretty flexible?
Right, because typically any other screens out there really just have the tractor as the only focus, where you're able to actually combine in even a multiple link hitch type thing. So if you've got an air seater with a cart in between, for example, you can model that on the screen and actually get some idea of where it actually kind of is tracking. At least shown on the screen to give you some feel for that.
So describe the availability. Where are we at right now? I know this is brand new, like you said.
Right. Yeah, we're in a pre-release mode right now. We're just alerting the market that we're coming, looking at scheduled actual shipment. We're hopeful that we'd get it out in March, but sometime this spring yet that we'll be looking at getting some product moved out into the marketplace. So stay tuned. We are taking orders, however, so... Feel free to get a hold of your retailer if you need to order one up.
Well, I know looking at the news releases we're talking that growers can go to agguidance.com if they want more information.
Right, and that'll be our website that we're going to continue to promote is that agguidance.com, right.
Well, I know that you've kind of just got here to Commodity Classic, but just mention that briefly. What are your expectations for the crowd and the kind of atmosphere you'll see with growers here this year?
Well, this show is always a very good grower show. It's fun to wander around and rub elbows with those people that actually use the product. I guess numbers I was told were looking at about 1,300 growers, something of that nature for the show. It's a one of a kind, really, to be able to be out and be amongst the actual users, and that's always a lot of fun that way.
Well, one thing I want to mention before we finish the interview, though, is talk just briefly about your Mojo Mini, because I know that's another new product. And, you know, when you're in a facility as big as this convention center, it might kind of even come in handy in a place like this. I don't know.
Yeah, the Mojo Mini, true, is one that already has been announced out. We're just imminent to getting that shipping now. But it's kind of a new-look light bar, too. It's a little 4-inch screen, but does have a combined, not only used for just manual guidance out in the field, but we've gone ahead and done street guidance with it also. So you can take the unit on its own and use it to guide you to wherever you want to go, if it's a restaurant, gas station, town, whatever, or put it back in the tractor and use it for a manual steering, getting a straight line or contour guidance in your tractor at the same time.
That just seems to make so much sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's almost too simple. Yeah, a fun little device to be able to use for in your pickup truck or in the tractor, and hooks up to a 5 hertz antenna, and off you go. It is kind of a unique little thing. We're gonna have some fun with it when it hits the shelves.
So you said that's imminent. Those will be
shipping. Yeah, we're within next week or two here. We're expecting to really get that one shipping. That one's been announced out here for about a month or a little more now. So yep, and then we'll follow up with the bigger brother, really, of Mojo 3D next. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much. That's Harlan Little with Leica Geosystems. We're learning what's new from them, and that's their Mojo 3D. And we'll put links to that, of course, in the story you'll be hearing this interview from. Feel free to click through to agguidance.com. And here from Commodity Classic, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.